got a nice, Trial's a nice little town.
You go in much, or you...
Oh, yeah, I go to Trial, it's about everything. Years ago, it was all old family, everybody knew one another. Now, you know, they got so many new people in it. New Orleans is all moving out.
Man, that's the truth. The Highway 11 is just mushrooms. Right. Everything all over, you know.
That's right. And if going like that, going out towards that interstate, all in there, that place just build up building after building, and you know, every piece of ground, you see something bad today, it's all homes the next 2 years, they don't even know it.
It's kind of trashy, too.
Yeah. Some of them. Hey, that looks sexy.
Yeah.
Bad sexy. Boy, these, I don't care for these, the rental places, these, what do you call these, apartment houses? That's what gives you trash, you know, apartment houses.
Yeah. What do you mean, you're trash?
Well, anybody that want a good home and try to stay, they're going to take care of their home. What do they care about something they're renting? Same thing with rental property. Nobody's going to take care of a rental property. One person out of 100 will take care of a rental house. But if it's your own home, you're going to take care of it. That's different.
Yeah.
Years ago, when people got married, they tried to have a little home. Even if it was sorry, it was still a little home. But today, nobody worries about owning a home. One thing, it'd take them a lifetime to pay for it. 30 years, $150 a month, $200 a month. You didn't make $200 in 6 months years ago when I was coming up. And this thing's got so far, it ain't like labor. Can't make $200 a week today, you might as well quit, you know. And some people worth $200, but there's others got those jobs, and this other one just carrying him, he's not worth $10 a week. But, I mean, a week, not a month, a week. And but he still goes, carries on. He's out there. The reason I don't believe in unions. I believe a union, a certain amount of union, if a man's worth it, he's worth it. But you got so many people, it's not worth it. They get the same money. If I know what I'm doing, they pay me $200 a week, and you don't know what you're doing, they got to pay you the same thing. That's union. They don't pay you for what you're worth, they pay you. Everybody's equal in union. And if you don't, if I tell you something, get rid of you something, then it's all strike, ties up the whole job.
Yeah. You ever worked down in New Orleans, or?
No, I haven't really worked for anybody in my life, but myself. We're always making fishing crab, hunting, fishing, hunting alligators at night, fishing crab daytime.
Gators?
Yeah.
Were they big down here?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not all that large, but I'll get to get 6 or 7, 8 feet long. We've got a picture right there. This boy's working for me. Picture on the wall there where he's feeding one. We had one at Bacchanal about a year ago. He was 9 feet long. We used to go every morning feeding somebody. He killed him. We don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
He came in here when they opened that spillway and he started putting meat on a line and he started taking. We got him close and finally got away to feed him out of my hand. Things head that long.
Well, tell me a little about how you catch gators.
Well, you shot them. You didn't catch them.
Oh. I mean, how you would you had you find them?
You had a headlight at night. And you'd headlight them. Their eyes shine, you'd paddle right up to them and shoot the head off. It wasn't dangerous. You wasn't even taking any chances. But, I don't think they're lying. I don't think you can even kill alligators anymore. Now they got a law against it. But years ago,